And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh! Welcome to the 60-minute stage dive here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You can listen online to CJSF at cjsf.ca or on the dial 90.1 FM, like I said before. Or if you want to be all hip and cool, download like Radio Garden or something and you can listen to us there. You might also be listening to this show on CKXU 88.3 FM, which broadcasts on the unceded territory of the Blackfoot people, Treaty 7 land. And that station broadcasts out of the University of Lethbridge. Us here in Burnaby are on top of Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser campus. You know what I'm saying? It's a gorgeous evening outside. I know that because I actually caught some fresh air, or lack thereof, before the show. And it's a beautiful evening after what was a rainy start to the day. So I'm thrilled with that. Anytime I bring out the rain jacket to catch the bus, but then end up putting it away, that's a good day. That's a good day. CKXU people, we're coming into fun drive time. Let me see if I can remember the dates. 17th of October, which means it's 2 days from when you're listening to this broadcast. Please check out ckxu.com for all the happenings with Fun Drive. Keep it locked to the 88.3 FM frequency for all the great live goodness that you'll be hearing. I'm not too sure what this show will look like for Fun Drive yet at CKXU, but I do have plans for CJSF's Fun Drive, which starts November 3rd. Let me get my details right here. October 3rd, and it will run 1 week. So lots of Fun Drive-y fun stuff happening in the campus radio world. If you want to get in touch with CJSF Fun Drive, go to Fun Drive CJ, or let me. I think it's FunDriveCJSF.ca. I don't know. It's okay if I got it wrong right now because the website's not actually up, because it's not a Fun Drive yet, people. Why are you trying to get ahead of the game like that? Okay, diving into the show here. Those first two songs you heard, Unsilent Death by Nails. It's off of the album of the same name, Unsilent Death. Nails is just, you know, I say this all the time, but an all-time metal group. I don't know what subgenre they like to classify themselves as. I like to call them hard as nails genre. comedy here on the 60-minute stage dive. Song that kicked us off was Heartache by Converge off of the album No Heroes. Probably my favorite Converge album. Absolute. Just gnarly, man. I have a bunch of music I want to play for you all tonight. I have 17 tracks, as long as we can get to them all, and I don't talk a whole lot. A lot of grindcore, a lot of stuff in between. Very excited. I'm also going to kind of tank my CanCon percentages so far. I've built up 3 solid weeks of amazing CanCon coverage, and this week we're just going to tank it. I got 3 Canadian bands. But before I move swiftly along to more music, this show is loosely inspired by a heartbreaking bit of news I got last week on Friday. For those of you listening out here in Burnaby in the Lower Mainland, there was an incredible figure at CKXU back home by the name of Di Hewison, and he was taken from us in a horrible car accident, something that wasn't his fault at all, something that I don't know what I can say on the air or not, but, you know, DUIs are a thing, and don't do it because you end up hurting people extremely in this case. Anyways, bouncing off of that, there was some, I don't know, prosecution news about the case. Basically, I don't know how much I can say, but I'll just say it. I guess if you commit manslaughter under the influence, you don't end up going to jail, which is crazy. Anyways, so I made the vast majority of this playlist right after I got that news. It was like 8 in the morning. Got a call from Fort McLeod over at Victim Services there for the RCMP, and whew, it's a good thing I wasn't recording the show Friday morning, because my goodness, ugly, ugly scenes. But yeah, ended up making a really angry show. Really kind of like poured some feelings into this one, which is the beauty of radio. Gives me a great outlet to share some, you know, aggressive music, some fringy music that, you know, in this moment speaks a lot to me. So you're going to notice a lot of these songs are maybe extra heavy, extra aggressive tonight. I know last week was sing-along week because I was finishing my midterm and it went really well and it was just happy vibes and singing in the booth and all that, you know, Mamma Mia on, I don't know, whatever happens at hardcore shows. The mosh pit of Mamma Mia, I guess we can call it that. This week, it's just a mosh pit. It's just a stage dive. It's just intense. So yeah, I'm going to play a bunch of music. The next band you're going to hear is actually a Canadian band. The next two bands you're going to hear are Canadian. His next song is Knife in the Water by Metz, followed by a cursed song, and there's going to be a bunch of other stuff, and I'll check in later. But before I leave you, if you want to get in touch with the booth here, you're going to want to text 778-782-2573. Text me in the booth. If you got something to say, say it. If you don't got anything to say, just keep listening, man. Thank you all so much. And yeah, I'll check in a lot later. But for now, enjoy the glorious sounds of Metz here on CJSF and CKXU. CJSF 90.1 FM or CKXU 88.3 FM. This is the 60-Minute Stage Dive, and I am your host, Jeremy. Yes, we're playing a lot of gnarly tunes tonight, and I'm also keeping up through MLB Game Day with the Cubs and Brewers Game 4 at the moment, which is horrible radio for anyone listening to the Syndicator Show on CKXU, but you got one. I'm not a Cubs fan or anything, but I would love to see them take down the Brewers. So, top of the 7th, 4-0 Cubs. See what we can get up to here. Also, if we're talking baseball real quick, brutal error by the Phillies reliever today in that Game 4. Just absolutely, just so sad. And it's also sad because, like, my favorite playoff performer is Kyle Schwarber, and he is now no longer in the playoffs after hitting a dong last night, not tonight, but the night before. He hit a ball like outside of Dodger Stadium. It was beautiful. Anyways, last bit of baseball news. Come on, Blue Jays. Just absolutely spanked the Yankees. And I love that because I don't know if there's an organization I despise more than the New York Yankees. Just, ugh, even saying the name lowers my mood. Anyways, the songs you just heard in reverse chronological order were Weary by Circe off of their self-titled album. Circe is an amazing, amazing, like super fast hardcore band. That's from Boston. And that's actually a crazy tie-in because the next band I'm going to play is also from Boston. But yeah, check out Circe. Female fronted, if you didn't pick that up, and just hard is, oh, just so good. Big fan of Circe. And they recently like came back after being on a pretty long hiatus. So again, big love to Circe. Song before that, Rejection Spoken Softly by Botch off of their debut album, American Nervoso. Lots of cool things going on in that song. Very mathy, again, super hard. I really love how the drums like do the inverse of the guitar riff in the verses. If you pick that up, it's very cool. I don't know if this makes any sense, but Botch is an all-time band, and I saw that they just put out a new live album, which is really cool because their old live album was one of my favorite things ever. And I was hoping that that song would be on the new live album, but it's not. And they played a lot of the same songs on the new live album that were on the old live album, which is just like a personal pet peeve of mine. Like, what are we doing here, guys? But I digress. Song before that, Head of a Baptist by Cursed. Cursed is a phenomenal Canadian hardcore band that no longer does stuff, as far as I know, as far as I keep up with. But like, just one of the best. One of the best ever, and their frontman just fries all the time. Total beauty. And then another band that no longer exists, Metz, with their song Knife in the Water, again off their self-titled album, their first album, I'm pretty sure, too, debut. Yeah, just an all-time noisy metal band. So, moving swiftly along, I got more music. This next song you're going to hear is The Machinist by Have Heart. Have Heart is a fantastic hardcore band that no longer does anything, I don't think. Or maybe they did like a surprise set at a festival recently, but they're not active. So anyways, this is off their live album 10-1709, and yeah, it's called The Machinist. Yeah.
for the weapon.